in a ride. This is Barb.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I was calling to think about that truck driving job.
All right, perfect. Well, tell me, you've got a 720 area code. Where's that at?
No, that's Colorado, but I'm from Houston.
Okay. That's what I was getting at, is where do you call home right now? We've got an over-the-road driving job that you could do over in the Houston area. We keep you out 3 to 4 weeks and then home 3 to 4 days. Is that something that would work for you?
Yeah. Well, you have to go to school, or you have to go to orientation now.
Salt Lake City is where we're located. And after we get your application and we've been able to get it approved, we'll fly you into Salt Lake, unless you don't want to fly, and then we'll put you on a bus. But we normally fly our guys in, and you stay in a hotel, Comfort Inn Suites, room to yourself. We try to treat you pretty good, and it's a two-day orientation. We actually even pay you $200 for coming to orientation.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is that something you could do?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Good. What kind of experience do you have? What kind of trailers have you pulled in the past?
Well, drive-in.
Okay. We are a refrigerated company, so we pull reefers. And I know you got to figure that out because they make that noise at night. Make sure you can sleep. We haul meat loads. We come out of Liberal, Kansas, out of Dodge City, Kansas, out of Detroit, Michigan, Omaha, Nebraska, you know, Hiram, Utah. We're picking up at different customers' locations, but we do haul a lot of meat loads. And that's beef and pork. And then we deliver to our customers. And that would get you back home. Go ahead.
It's been a mile.
Depending on your driving record, we start at 37 to 46 cents a mile. We could certainly look at negotiating a little bit on that after I've looked at your background.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Can you give me a call right tomorrow? You don't mind? I'll call you again?
Sure, you can call me tomorrow. Do you want me to give you my number direct?
You ain't got no pen to come down someone outside.
Why don't you give me your number and I'll call you?
720.
Uh huh.
436. 7786.
7782. And tell me what's your name, your first name.
No, 7786, not two.
7786.
Right.
Okay, and your name, sir?
Your name. My name is Isaac. I-S-A-A-C. Right, Davis.
And my name, Isaac, is Barb, or Barbara.
Okay, how you doing, Barb?
And I'm doing okay for an eclipse kind of a day. We were kind of close to the eclipse, but it wasn't that impressive. We weren't right in the direct path, but it looks pretty cool for those that were.
Yeah, I heard. I got dark someplace.
Yeah, guess I'll wait another 100 years. Oh, guess I won't be here. What would be a good time to call you where I won't be bugging you?
So about 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, and where are you at right now? Are you in Houston?
Yeah, somewhere in Houston area. I won't.
Okay. I will call you about 2 o'clock my time.
Right.
Because I'm an hour behind you.
Right. I work.
Perfect. Is this a do you have an email address?
Yeah. Aubrey Ira 76. 76, let's see, Aubrey Ira 76 at Gmail.
I think I'm hearing Aubrey. Is that A-U-B-R-E-Y?
Yeah, Ira.
I-R-E?
A-I-R-A, Aubrey Ira.
Wow, okay. Aubrey IRA 76 at Gmail. I'm going to send you an email right now.
Right now.
And it will give you a little bit of information about us and a link to our application if you want to go online and fill it out.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Stay warm or cold or cool. Goodbye.